You know that feeling, right? When you're in a fitness class or you're following a workout and everything just clicks, it feels amazing. Have you ever wondered what's going on there? It's not magic. It's actually a hidden language, a kind of secret code that turns a simple instruction into a really powerful movement. And today, we are going to demystify that language.
I mean, think about this instruction for a second. It's a classic cue. An instructor could just say, hey, keep your hips still. But what does that even feel like? This image, though, balancing a glass of water, your brain gets it instantly. You can almost feel what it means to be stable. And that is the power we're diving into.
So you have to ask, what's the secret ingredient here? Why can two people do the exact same exercises, but one person feels this incredible mind-body connection and gets amazing results, while the other just feels like they're, you know, going through the motions? Well, you probably guessed it. The answer is all in how those movements are communicated.
And that, my friends, brings us to the core concept of this whole thing, cueing. This is so much more than just telling someone what to do. It's an art form. It's about painting a picture with your words and building a movement piece by piece, so that it's not just something you do, but something you actually understand and feel deep in your muscles.
Okay, so let's get into it. We're going to open up the instructor's toolkit, so to speak. There are a few really essential tools that make this language work so well, and we're going to break down two of the most powerful ones right now.
First up, and honestly, this one might be my favorite, is imagery. This is all about using these vivid, relatable metaphors that basically create a superhighway between your brain and your muscles. It totally bypasses all that confusing technical anatomy jargon.
For example, if someone says, articulate your spine, most of us are like, what? But what if they say to imagine your spine is a strand of pearls and you're lifting or lowering it one pearl at a time? You get it instantly. You can see it in your mind and your body just knows how to create that smooth, flowing movement.
Now, this slide right here is where it all comes together. Look at the difference. Engage your abs. It's so vague. Which ones? How hard? But draw your belly button towards your spine, like you're zipping up a tight pair of jeans. That is just brilliant. It's an action, a feeling you already know. It immediately gets your deepest core muscles working without you ever having to know their names.
All right, our second essential tool is layering. You know, complex movements can feel really overwhelming, right? Well, layering is the solution. It breaks everything down into these simple, easy-to-digest steps. It builds the exercise piece by piece so you feel successful and totally in control the whole time.
And the logic behind layering is just so simple, but it's genius. First, you stabilize. You lock everything down and create this solid foundation before anything else happens. Then, from that stable base, you initiate the main movement, and only when you've got that down do you add the final layer, the little details, the refinements that really perfect the exercise. It's basically a blueprint for moving smarter.
So theory is great, right? But what does this actually look like in the real world? Well, let's take a super fundamental exercise, the Pilates half curl, and we'll break it down using this art of the cue. We start before any of the work even begins, the setup, and notice, we're not even moving yet, and we're already using that powerful imagery, a string of pearls. This isn't just about lying down. It's asking you to find length and proper alignment in your spine before you've even moved an inch.
Okay, here comes layer one, stabilize. We're not curling up yet. Nope, all we're doing is finding that deep connection to the core. And there it is again, our zipping up jeans cue. That's what gets the deep support muscles online. Now the body is prepped and ready for what's next. And now we initiate the movement. As you lift, we get this other amazing piece of imagery, tucking your shoulder blades into your back pockets. This is so smart because it actively prevents the number one mistake people make, tensing up their neck and shoulders. It keeps the work exactly where it's supposed to be, in your abs.
And this is key because so many people just kind of flop back down, right? The work is not over when you get to the top. The zipper cue makes sure that the return journey is just as controlled and mindful as the way up. It makes the whole exercise twice as effective.
So here's the big aha moment. This isn't just about using pretty language. Every single cue has a specific anatomical purpose. The zipping up cue? That's to target your transverse abdominis for stability. The curl itself? That's for the rectus abdominis. You know, the six-pack muscle. The art of cueing is really just the art of applied anatomy.
Okay, so we've covered the how and the what, but why does any of this matter to you, especially if you're not an instructor? Well, because understanding this stuff will fundamentally change how you listen and how you move your own body.
Great queuing is also about course correction in real time. So instead of just saying, relax your neck, which is kind of a useless instruction, right? A great instructor gives you an image. Imagine an apple is resting between your chin and your chest. Instead of stop shrugging, it's let your shoulders melt like ice cubes. See? These cues give you the power to fix your own form, making every workout way safer and way more effective.
When you really boil it all down, this secret language transforms exercise from just a bunch of robotic actions into a real conversation, a conversation between the instructor, your mind, and your body. It's about building this incredible awareness and connection, not just burning calories. It turns a workout into a practice.
So the next time you're in a class or you're following a workout, I want you to try to listen differently. Listen past the simple what to do. Listen for the imagery, for the layers, for the art. This is the language that unlocks so much more potential in every single move you make. The only question is, now that you can hear it, what are you going to listen for?